Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we're learning Masechet Moed Katan. We are on the last two lines of Daf Bet Amud Bet. We're going to finish our first Daf today. We've been discussing an issue related to the sabbatical year, what we call a Shemitah year, but in the Gemara it calls it Shvi'it, the seventh year. So we had said that in our Mishnah that one may irrigate a certain kind of a field called a Beit HaShlachin, which is a field that requires irrigation, on the sabbatical year. And the question is, how is it possible that you can irrigate a field on the sabbatical year when you're not allowed to work the land at all, which is the requirement of the Shemitah year? So the first answer that we gave at the end of our last recording was that we may subscribe to the opinion, says Abaye, that Shvi'it Bazman Hazeh, that Shemitah nowadays, once the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, is only midrabanan. It is not required from the Torah. And since it is midrabanan, there are certain leniencies related to what you can do in your field. Now we're going to take a different approach. Rava Amar, afilu tema rabanan. Even if we follow the opinion of the rabbis, that is that Shemitah nowadays is still min haTorah, avot asar, nonetheless, the Torah only forbids the avot melacha, the primary categories of things that you're not allowed to do. Avot asar rachmana, the primary categories are forbidden by the Torah, top of Gimel Amud Aleph. Toldot lo asar, but the subcategories are not prohibited. So certain categories that are not the primary categories of labor would be allowed, and one of those would be this kind of irrigation. Now, according to the Koran, the manuscript versions of Rashi don't have toldot. So that word toldot, the first word on Gimel Amud Aleph, you'd put a parenthesis around it. What they would really be saying is that the definition of an av malacha is different. It's only what's specified in the pasuk, that's what's considered an av malacha, and there's no such thing as toldot in this case. However, the regular text of the Gemara seems to indicate that it is that we distinguish between the avot malacha, which are forbidden, and the toldot, which are allowed. So toldot lo asar rachmana, the Torah did not forbid toldot. And we're going to bring a proof to that. Dichtiv, as it says in the pasuk, which is the pasuk dealing with the Shemitah year in Vayikra chapter 25. Uva shana hashvi, in the seventh year, Shabbat Shabbaton yihye la'aretz. It shall be a Sabbath, a Shabbaton, for the land. Sadcha lo tizra, your field you shall not plant. And then it goes on to say, v'charmecha lo tivtzor, and your vineyard you shall not do bitzira on, which is similar to planting. You should not take care of your vineyard. And then there's an additional pasuk as well that says, Etzfiach kitzircha lo tiktzor. You should not do kitzira, that is kind of harvesting, pruning, on the svichim, the things that grow themselves. And you should not do bitzira on the vines that grow. And all of that is continuing on in the pasuk, that it mentions these four specific items, right? Mentions zriya, bitzira, kitzira, which one am I missing? Zriya, Sadcholot Izavachamechalot, and Bitsira, and Kitsira and Bitsira. Okay, fine. So why does it mention all these things? It seems to mention two that are primary categories, that is Zriya and Bitsira, and the others that are subcategories. Lamai Hilchata Katvinhu Rachmana. So what is the halacha that is coming to teach us by when the Torah writes these things? Lamemra, to teach us de ahani toldot mechayav, that these specific subcategories are required, meaning you're not allowed to do them. So for instance, the subcategory here of Zmira, of pruning the branches, is not allowed because it's mentioned specifically in the pasuk, but all the other step categories are allowed because they're not mentioned specifically in the pasuk. Ad achar nisa, the other ones, lo mechayev, are not required. It's only the ones that are mentioned. Now, the two examples that are given here, it's interesting. One of them is Zmira and Zriya. So both of them, they have a similar tachlit. They have a similar goal. Just like planting seeds is meant to stimulate plant growth. That's the whole idea. So too, the idea of pruning the branches, you cut off the dead branches so that they grow better, is the same goal. So even though Zmira is not a av malacha, pruning the branches, it has the same goal as the av malacha, and so it's related as a subcategory, as a tolda, because it has the same desired result. On the other hand, when we talk about kitsira and bitsira, so kitsira, which is pruning, it's harvesting, taking things away that were growing, cutting branches off that you want to take. Bitsira is the same thing in anavim, is the same thing in a vineyard. So in this case, even though they're not exactly the same in their goal, they are the same in their action. The ma'aseh of cutting the branch is the same in bitsira and ksira. So that's how they're related as an av and tolda. So you can have a primary category, an av, related to a subcategory, a tolda, in one of two ways. Either the intended result is exactly the same, or the intended action is the same, but not both. If you have both, when both are the same, or when both are together, the action and the result is the way that it was done in the Beit HaMikdash, that's how you have an av malacha. Okay. Vilo, but is it really true that only the malachot specified in the pasuk are the ones that are forbidden and all the other ones are not forbidden? Because we're going to see a source now that seems to indicate that lots of agricultural work is forbidden on the seventh year. V'hatanya, did we not learn in a braita? I am 2, 4, 6 lines down from the top. Sadcha lo tizra, your field you shall not plant. V'charmecha lo tizmor, and your vineyard you shall not grow. Ein li ela zirua vizimur. All I have is planting zriya and zmira. Minayin, how do I know, or from what is the source that I know, lenichush ule idur ule kisuach. Here I have a bunch of toladot. Nichush is a kind of a hoeing, where you're using a rake to pull up material from the ground, to clear stuff from the ground. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not incorrect. Nichush is weeding. It's when you're pulling up either extra plants or dead plants from around your plants so they do not get in the way. You're pulling the weeds out so your plants can grow better. That's nichush. Idur is hoeing, raking along the ground. And kisuach is also pulling out undesirable pieces of foliage, but not from the ground. You're pulling them out from within the branches or within the foliage itself, whereas nichush, you're pulling it out from the ground. Kisuach, you're pulling it away from the plant itself. So these three actions, we're assuming these three actions are forbidden. Talmud lomar, sadcha lo, your field, no. Karmecha lo, your vineyard, no. Now, because of we talked about this in our previous recording a little bit, because of the unusual way in which the verse is phrased, since it says, sadcha lo tizra, instead of saying, lo tizra sadecha, so they read it in this way of stopping after lo. Sadcha, your field, no. Karmecha, lo, your vineyard, no. So lo refers to kol melacha shebesadecha, any form of work in your field. The lo, and the other lo, refers to kol melacha shebekarmecha, any work that's done in your vineyard. That's how we're reading it, and we're going to say it again. Minayin, from what is the source that I know, she'ein mekarsimin, ve'ein mezardin, ve'ein mefazgin. So these are three other agricultural works. Mekarsimin is the same thing as zmira, that is, it's pruning branches, but instead of from a bush, mekarsimin is cutting branches off of a tree. And mizardin is to cut dry branches, to cut extra branches, whether they are dry branches or wet branches. Sometimes what you want to do is thin out the foliage so that it grows better. That's mizardin. And mefaskin is to stake it. Sometimes the plant is too heavy and it keels over, so you stake it so that it stands upright. Ba'ilan, with a tree. So these are three things related to trees. How do I know these things are forbidden? Talmud Lomar, it comes to teach us, sadcha lo, your field, no. Karmecha lo, your vineyard, no. From the same verse, the same teaching, lo refers to kol melacha shebesadecha v'lo kol melacha shebekarmecha. Any labor which is done in your field and any labor which is done in your vineyard. And we're going to have a third teaching. Minayin, what's the source? She'ein mezablin ve'ein mefarkin ve'ein ma'avkin ve'ein ma'ashnin ba'ilan. Right here I have four additional forms of agricultural work. Mezablin is to fertilize, from the word zevel. So to put fertilizer there, which promotes growth. Mefarkin is to clear out stones so that the plants can grow properly. Ma'avkin means to put dirt down to cover exposed roots or other things like that, to put in more soil. And ma'ashnin means to fumigate, to get rid of pests, to put in some kind of smoke or ashes or something to drive out the pests that are eating your plants. Talmud Lomar comes to teach us, sadecha lo, your field no, karmecha lo, your vineyard no. Kol melacha shebesadecha lo, v'chol melacha shebecharmecha lo. Any labor in your field and any labor in your vineyard is not allowed. So according to this, there are lots of toledot, lots of subcategories that are forbidden on Shemitah. So how could we have said earlier that only the ones that are specifically mentioned in the Pasuk are forbidden? Here we have a source that seems to completely contradict that. So the Gemara continues on. Yachol, I might have thought, or it might have been possible, lo yikashkesh tachat hazeitim, that one could not do light raking under olive trees, just to, you know, loosen the ground. Velo yader tachat akvanim, and not to do some hoeing under the vines. And Rashi asks, you shouldn't be able to do these. Didn't we already say that you can't do this kind of raking, that it is not allowed? So it shouldn't be a yachol. It should be clear that you're not allowed to do it. So he says there's a difference between whether it's a new plant or an old plant. I'd say another way to look at it might be whether you're doing light raking or heavy raking. Perhaps heavy raking is clearly forbidden, but light raking is not. Okay, v'lo yimalei nekaim mayim, and that you might not be able to fill the holes around the trees with water to help irrigate them. V'lo yaseh ugiot likfanim, and you can't make little circular ditches around your bushes to fill them with water. And we also spoke there about two different ways of doing it. One is to create an ugiah from scratch, which is a lot of effort, and that's tircha. Or it could just be to clear out an old ugiah. It was already there from last season. You're just, you know, fixing it up. And that's much easier. Talmud Lomar comes to teach us, sadcha lo tizra. When the pasuk says, you shall not plant your field, the way we learn it is as follows. Zriya bichlal haita. Planting is a klal. It's a general principle. Right? Vilama yatzta lahakish eleha. And why did it specify this particular klal, that you cannot plant your field? Lomar lecha, to teach you, Mazriya miyuchedet, just as planting is unique or significant, avodah shebesadeh shebecherem, it is labor that is performed not only in a plain field, but also in a vineyard. Av kol shehi avodah shebesadeh shebecherem. So to any work which is in a field or in a vineyard cannot be done. So that seems to bring us to the same conclusion, that this klal is broadly applied. So the Gemara gives the same answer that it gave at the end of our last recording. Midrabanan. All of these extra toledot in these subcategories, everything we talked about, the raking and the weeding and the pruning the branches and the fumigating and the fertilizing, all of those are midrabanan. They are forbidden from the rabbis. Even if we argue that Shemitah itself is midoraita and the Torah only forbids you to do the avot melacha, the primary categories, from the rabbis, they extend the prohibitions to include all of the subcategories. And what about all the verses? We were learning it from sadcha lo, karmecha lo. He says, ukra asmachta v'alma. Those are just asmachtas. They're not really proofs, because in fact, the prohibition itself is only rabbinic. Okay, let's go on a little bit more. We're almost done with this sugya. V'kishkush bashvi mishare, And who said that this kishkush, that this light hoeing, is permitted on the sabbatical year? V'hakativ, I have a teaching that says, V'hashvi'it, in the seventh year, tishmitena unetashta. You shall do shmita, that's what tishmitena means, unetashta, and you shall abandon it. You shall not cultivate your field. Tishmitena, you shall do shmita, let it lie fallow, milakashkesh, from hoeing. Unetashta, and you shall abandon it, milasakel, from removing all the rocks, because those are cultivating, those are both acts of cultivation, hoeing and removing rocks. One is positive and one is negative. So it would seem like kishkush, this light hoeing, is not allowed on the sabbatical year. Amar Rav, Ukva Barchama, Trei kishkushe havu. There's two kinds of kishkush. Chad abruye ilane. One is done. Now, I thought this meant outside of the trees, meaning sort of around the trees. V'chad stume pile. And one is to close up cracks. And I thought that was inside the trees, like you're closing up cracks in the roots of the trees. But I saw someplace else that they said that ibruye might, so I thought it was coming from abar, which means outside, that ibruye could come from the language of bari, to make healthy. So one kind of kishkush is the kind of hoeing that makes the tree healthy, helps the tree grow, and one is just to prevent damage to the tree. Another way of looking at it, I think I saw this in the Koren, is that it could mean to penetrate. That one kind of raking is where you're pushing it into the tree, and one is where you're just putting it on top of the tree. In any case, abruye ilan asor, if you're doing the more intensive raking, that is forbidden. Stume pile, but the less intensive one where you're just covering the cracks, share, that is permitted. So these two sources are not in conflict. They're talking about two different kinds of hoeing. Okay, we'll stop there in this recording. We're about halfway down the daf, and we'll continue next time. Have a wonderful day.